I'm an introverted person, and sometimes that can cause me to be a recluse. Mm-hmm. And there might be moments where, as my friends, you're just like, where did she go? She fell off the face
Never
of the
wondered.
Earth and didn't. Hi, friend.
Oh my gosh, what's going on, B?
Oh, you know, I'm here. It was very rainy yesterday. Today it's looking better. So I'm trying to keep it sunny for myself. In a sunny mood.
That's a good approach. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Friends on Friends. Today we are going to, I feel like we say this all the time, have a little bit a different type of episode, but it really is a different type of episode today with everything going on in the world and stuff feeling like it's falling apart. We thought it'd be a good idea to just go over a few things that we've been doing or that we intend to do that help us just, you know, keep our mental health where it ought to be. You can really get caught up in all of the craziness and sink into a deep depression if you allow yourself to be consumed by all of the madness. We felt like it would be good to just kind of discuss a few things that we've been doing to, you know, keep a level head. So one of the first things that I did mid to late November of last year was I turned off my news notification on my phone. I would start getting them maybe like at 5-6 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And it was too much. And it was every day, it was something else that threatened my existence. And that's not hyperbole. Like that's actually a fact. And I felt like it was just too much for me to wake up to that every morning. And then like, that's how I would start my day. And it was just getting too complicated. So I turned off the news notification on my phone. So I wouldn't be like, that's not the first thing I'm waking up to in the mornings, was all the craziness, all the policy changes, all that other stuff that just felt like we were sinking into this abyss with absolutely no hope of escape. So that's number one for me.
My news notifications are still on. However, I stopped watching the news religiously. Mm-hmm. I typically would start my day with turning on the news. So whether it would be, you know, the Today Show or Good Morning America, whatever mm-hmm. you watch, I would be one of those people who that's what I did. I alarm goes off and then my television goes on and it's news. And I stopped doing that because I just felt like all of the headlines and just the tone of the news just mm-hmm. is just really triggering. And so mm-hmm. I was just like, I can't do that. I don't want to hear the president this and the president that, and this is where, and we've lost this thing. And, mm-hmm. you know, so-and-so, there is a shooting here. And I was just like, okay, that is just not the way to start the day. I couldn't tell you the last time I actually sat and watched a full newscast.
Mm-hmm. Similar or in the same vein as like with news and notification and how you consume things and trying to stay abreast, but also not getting consumed by the things that were in the news. One of the things I've implemented is setting boundaries. So, and you know, that may fall under the umbrella of turning off my news notifications on my phone, mm-hmm. but I still want to be informed. I still want to know what's happening on the surface level. So I try to find a happy medium between not diving deep into, you know, like news outlets or whatever, but finding a medium where I can still like get snippets and stay informed of what's happening and what changes are happening and how that might impact me and my future here.
The next thing for me was mm-hmm. just trying to, I know this is really difficult to do, but I sort of tried to hack my social media. And what mm-hmm. I mean by that is that I started to create more boundaries around how I consume social media. I went from being on social maybe every day mm-hmm. to being on social once or twice a week. And also being very careful with the types of posts that I interact with, because you can either create an echo chamber for a particular mindset or way of thinking, or you start to subject yourself to just like purely doom and gloom, negative posts because you interacted with one thing. And what I noticed is that like I'm interested in fashion and beauty and all that kind of stuff. And even though I may have interacted with those types of posts, if I for once interacted with something that was political or negative, for every time I interacted with something like that, I received three times more of those posts if I interacted with something that was beauty or fashion related, I may see that one or two times, but not as much as the one time I interacted with something political. It was like then all my timeline became political in some way.
For me, my struggle is and will always be on some level when I'm being fed all this stuff and even some of it that I know is bullshit, but I don't know what to do with the feeling that it incites within me. So if I see something that's just based on complete ignorance or, you know, some kind of racist rage baiting post. And you know that it's stupid and it's dumb and it's intentional because, you know, everybody wants likes and clicks and a whole bunch of fuckery. And then some people actually believe all of this stuff. I don't necessarily know how to, I don't necessarily know how to process the feelings sometimes that that produces. I don't know what to do with that. If I see something that makes me angry or whatever, then I'm just left with that because I'm not necessarily certain how to process that and release it. Like you can't change people's minds about whatever racist, misogynistic, nonsensical views that they have. And so I often feel like I'm left with just, I'm not really sure what to do with this feeling.
Maybe the way I think about this is delusional, but whenever that happens for me, I remind myself that people use social media as a means of making money. And therefore, when they say some of these really ridiculous things, it is in an attempt to gain clicks and views and comments that will make their post viral. And they are looking at it as a means to an end. Like some of these people, they wholeheartedly believe in the things that they're saying. And then there are other people who they need that check. And so they know that making a video that says, I'm normal and intelligent and my emotions are regulated does not get the same amount of clicks and comments and virality that you get from saying the most racist, misogynistic, ridiculous thing. And I've seen in other posts where people have talked about how there are companies or organizations that are reaching out to people and paying them money to make these posts to push whatever narrative they want them to push. And so if that's how you want to make your money, great for you. It doesn't work for me.
It can be a tough landscape to navigate. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Which leads me to the other thing that I have practiced in the past, and that is therapy. I think that, you know, you don't necessarily need to have an issue per se to engage in therapy and getting counseling and stuff like that. But especially if you're having a challenging time processing your emotions, I think that's a good way to, you know, really get the tools that you need to help you, as you say, regulate your emotions and process certain thoughts and certain feelings and find the root of why you feel or react to certain things the way that you do, and then find a more healthy outlet for said feelings. I think therapy is great. I'm always advocate for that.
You know, I've never went to therapy.
Yeah, we've had this conversation before. I think you need to.
I've always been curious about like how incorporating therapy in my life could actually like make a difference.
I think it'll make a huge difference, and I'm a big advocate for it, and I think that you should do it. I would advise you to just keep in mind that you might not always gel with the person that you find initially. Mm-hmm. And so if you try it once and you're like, yo, I'm not really feeling this person or whatever, to not give up. Like, you know what I mean? Don't just like wash it off or wash your hands of it and call it a day. There's another thing that I no helps, is exercising and lifting weights. So you don't necessarily have to lift weights. You could just, you know, go for a walk, whatever the case might be, like be one with nature, all that stuff. But some form of exercise, I think, is super helpful to your mental health. I've never went to a session and felt like, God, I wish I didn't do that. You know, like, so right. it's hard to start and to get into a routine. I personally like lifting over cardio, but whatever works for you. I think just some type of activity a couple of times or three times a week is good. You know, it helps clear your mind, helps you refocus, all that other stuff.
I've always found the gym and all of those types of things like very intimidating. Mm-hmm. And I had one phase in my life where I had a trainer, and I was happy to have had a trainer because the trainer helped me to be in the gym and not feel like I don't belong there. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. Now that I no longer have a trainer, what I do instead is I try to start my day with yoga. And so I do like a 5-minute yoga, which is just like this girl I follow on YouTube. And mm-hmm. you could do like 35 minutes, and that's too much for me. Like I just need like to be in and out. And then she has like daily 5-minute yoga. And I found that has been really helpful to me. And it's something mm-hmm. that's small that allows me to move my body. And I would mm-hmm. encourage anybody, like, that's something you can do in the privacy of your home.
That's actually a good place to start. I like it. Once I decided that it wasn't good for me to take in the news and media in the same way, like I was mm-hmm. in early 2024, I could no longer do that. But I wanted to stay informed. I wanted to stay knowledgeable about stuff. And one of the things I decided to do was to read more. And then specifically, I was like, well, maybe I should just stick to the things that I'm not so versed in, but would like to gain more knowledge in. It's just reading things to gain a bit of historical perspective on why things might be unfolding the way they are. No, because, you know, mm-hmm. history often repeats itself. You can read nonfictional stuff if you want a bit of an escape, which I think is also great.
I am not really a fan of nonfiction books. So if I'm gonna read, I read like books that are in the genre that I love.
What genre is that, please? Please enlighten us.
I love a romance. I love a romance. Definitely reading nonfiction for me. I also love mystery books. Like James Patterson is one of my favorite authors when it comes on to like crime. And however, it can get a lot to read James Patterson books. You're reading books about murder and all that kind of stuff. Even though I love the mystery of it and solving the crime, it can also get heavy. So I would say I read more romance novels more than I read my murder mysteries.
Fair enough.
And then, of course, like watching television. Mm-hmm. Television is a major escape for me. And just being able to watch a really good movie or a new series. Right now, I'm watching Chief of War. Anything with Jason Momoa, hello, love him. The other things that I do is I try to remain in a mindset of Thanksgiving. And I started this at the beginning of 2025, which is to every day say a thankful affirmation. I call them my thankfulness affirmation. So I challenge myself to start the day by recognizing two things that I am grateful or thankful for. And then I have affirmations that I say. One of the affirmations that I say as an example is I am enough and I have always been enough. Just to mm-hmm. remind myself that no matter what is happening, no matter where I am, where the day takes me, what is going to happen, mm-hmm. I am enough and I have always been enough. Just me by myself, not me with a work title, not me with what I look like, not me with where I'm going today, not me with what happens in my day, just me by myself. I am enough. I would encourage anybody watching or listening, no matter what's going on in your life, to try to find things to be thankful for. It's a great way to start the day or to end it even.
Agreed.
You know, the other thing that I do, and it's something I've been working on, because I think that as human beings, we are meant to be social. Mm-hmm. So I try, I'm an introverted person, and sometimes that can cause me to be a recluse. Mm-hmm. And there might be moments where, as my friends, you're just like, where did she go? She fell off the face
Never
of the
wondered.
Earth. Didn't. Haven't heard from her. And so I'm trying to make more of an effort to reach out to my friends and to try to call more. I would say the last thing that, and again, I'm not good at it, it's also to try to remind myself that regardless of what people are saying and the things that you're hearing on the news or getting notifications about, mm-hmm. we are all human beings. Mm-hmm. And even though today you might find yourself on the far opposite of a mindset, a discussion, a mm-hmm. political viewpoint, whatever it might be with somebody you used to talk to, you're still both human beings. I feel as though we're in a world right now where people are really trying to capitalize on this idea that we are more different than we are similar. Even though you might see somebody that you vehemently disagree with, they are a human being just like you. And people are trying to get us to remove that humanity and forget that humanity that we share with each other, regardless of the color of your skin, your religious creed, like all those things. And I feel like because we have this very parasocial relationship with people as we see them on social media and everybody's a keyboard warrior, you forget that you're talking to a person across the screen, not a bot, a person. And so we can disagree, but we can also be respectful and remember that.
I think I'm at the point where I don't care to convince anybody that we are more alike than we are different. And so if you are off that viewpoint, you know, like I don't have the energy reserve to do that. Like that's
Agreed.
Just where I am, you know, I don't have the energy reserve to do that. So if you want to mellow in your ignorance, go ahead and do that. And I just, you know, stay clear from you that like, that's been my, like, I have too much other shit that I need to focus on for part of it to be me trying to convince you of, you know, of something when I feel like you can do that. You need to do, cause you're the issue, not me, really and truly. No, honestly speaking, the issue is not with me. The issue is with you. And if you want to live and exist in your ignorance, and that's your fucking business. Like I have no energy to try to convince anybody otherwise. I
agree.
Have other things to focus on. I've taken it upon myself to be knowledgeable about things that I am not as knowledgeable about. Everybody else can do that, right? I'm not waiting for somebody to instruct me or give me the information about something that mm-hmm. I feel like I'm lacking in. I can, like, it's at my fingertips in this day and age. So I feel like I can do that on my own, and so can everybody else. So it's not up to me. I'm not doing the work to convince you of your, you know, like that you're being stupid or dumb. Like you got to do that on your own.
I just try to, again, it's difficult. I try to remind myself, because the only thing I can control is what I do and how I respond and how I show up. And so I do my part in trying to remind myself that at the end of the day, before I sound off or go hard on somebody, I mm-hmm. remind myself it's a human being and I don't have to stoop to your level, right? So if you're going to be like a particular way, that's not saying I'm a pushover. So I'm going to never be that. But just trying to remember that in the way I consume things and also in how I traverse the world. So I try to manage the things that I can control, which is how I show up. So that's it for this conversation, guys. We hope that this was helpful for you. Definitely sound off in the comments. Let us know what you're thinking, what you've been feeling, and how you've been coping with what we've been experiencing in the US or around the world. We'd be really interested to know how you feel and what tips you have. I mean, this is a community. Share with each other if there's something that you can say to inspire your neighbor or somebody else to figure out how to cope. We'd love to hear from you. And thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Don't forget to subscribe and to like and to follow us on all the socials. And until next time, bye guys.
Bye.